calling myself a little Christ is almost insulting to Christ. I'm not even like a teeny-weeny Christ. Right? But when it says that in the gospel, like, many will come in my name saying I am Christ, that people don't understand that's reflexive, meaning he was referring to himself, meaning they come saying Jesus is Christ, because he was the speaker and he was reflexively speaking of himself. They will say, like, many will come in my name saying I'm Paul. Now, who would do that? I'm Paul Stringini. I'm him. No. They come in the name of Christ saying that Jesus is Christ. We are to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm not so much Christ as I am Jesus. That would be a more appropriate way to put it, actually. Because I'm doing things in his name. You know, it's like if someone, I got like power of attorney on his behalf to act for him in the earth. That's a big responsibility. But we're supposed to take that on. We're supposed to take on the nature of Christ and act as his representatives on the earth. That's a big responsibility. Thank God that it is him that worketh in us to do and will his good pleasure. Otherwise, we could never fulfill this. Whether it be in word or deed, I teach in the name of Jesus. I should probably open up everybody. In the name of Jesus Christ. Nah. I don't want to be all... See, it's again, I'm legalistic about it. Okay. In the name of Jesus, I say to you, you know, I come in his name. When I say I'm going to be like him, I'm coming in his name. Truly in his name. Unlike those who say, like, yes, in the name of Jesus. It's more like in the word Jesus, we vainly speak. Because it be but a vain word when they take it up in their mouths. I thank God by Jesus Christ. So, here's Paul giving us his word of exhortation. Exhort one another. Admonish one another. And to admonish, I didn't really cover that in verse 16. It means to put someone in mind of something. To caution or reprove gently. To stir up, you know, to make your mind go to certain areas. Verse 18. I hope you understand those things. It's like, I'm not saying I'm anything like Christ. What I'm saying is, that's what I'm trying to be. And not I am trying, really. That's what God is making me. He is making me like Jesus. Christ. Anointed. He's making me like Jesus. Without sin. Righteous. And he does it by what? Because I got his blood all over me. You know, his DNA is all over me. I hope that's clear. Whatever. And then those of you who got offended, sayonara. Glad to see you go. Verse 18. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. I don't care who you think you are.
But I received the Lord. I'm a Christian.
There's no respect of persons. But I was an important minister. There's no respect of persons. If you are the doer of wrong, you're going to receive the wrong which you have done. That's it. unless you escape by Christ. But you can't escape if you continue. You've got to put on a new nature. And believe me, it's not on you to do it. It's on Christ. But the thing is, if he doesn't do it for you, then you're not his. And I'll tell you what, you know, it can be awfully discouraging. I'll tell you what, I was very discouraged. The 10 years in drunkenness and stuff, praying to God, not hearing me. It can be awfully discouraging. And I felt all that discouragement. But Christ kept me going. I kept asking. Not very diligently. No, I hope to be more diligent in that I won't wait as long for the fulfilling of all the promises. You know what I mean? That as I travail to become more like Christ, that the first labor pains, if they be spread out, meaning by pains, I mean, you know what the labor pain is? It's the moving forward in the pregnancy, of the birth. I mean, you know, it is, things are opening up to let that come out, which is being formed within the person, invisibly. I mean, because you can see there's something growing there, but you can't really see what it is yet. You know, even with ultrasound, okay, blah, blah, blah. But the point is by nature. Okay? See, as my skeptical mind always runs to the ways in which our technology has made some of these words not exactly as obvious as they were. Of course, not everyone has been as skeptical and stupid as I. So, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. I really extensively talked about these things in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. And I suppose, in the case that someone hasn't studied that, I should probably go over it somewhat now. But there it also said, you know, wives are to submit themselves to their husbands. They are to be subordinate. They are not to usurp authority over the man. They are not to, you know, and I almost feel like right now I'm like, I don't even want to get into it. Because there is, again, not according to law. I mean, I would not tell a woman to submit herself if her husband asked her to do anything wicked. You know? In that, she's not bound by that, okay? And the man is supposed to love his wife